Anyway, we're in the middle of the Arba Parshiot, and there are four special Shabbases where we have a special Kriyas HaTorah. A week ago we had Parshat Shkalim, and we read about the mitzvah of giving a machzor shekel, and this coming Shabbos is Parshat Zachor. The Shabbos before Purim is always Parshat Zachor, where we read about the mitzvah of destroying Amalek. So the Mechaber brings down that some say that the mitzvah of Kriyas Parshat Zachor is a mitzvah midoraita. It's a mitzvah min Torah to read Parshat Zachor. There's a Binyan Shlomo. The Binyan Shlomo was a dayan in Vilna, and he's also the author of the Cheshek Shlomo. His comments are in the back of he has a separate sefer, Shas and Shubas Binyan Shlomo, but he has comments in the back of the Gemara. If you're dying in Vilna, you're in pretty good shape if you're dying in Vilna. Anyway, he wants to say that the Kriya Parshat Zachor is inherently different than the Kriya of the other Arba Parshiot. He says, Vada, Denir Leo, the Kriya the Parshat Zachor, Lo Dami Klal, the Parshat Shkalim, the Parva Chodesh, the Bahanak Lo Nitkan, Raki Ikat Tzibur, Mechuiven, the Kropa Torah B'Lishmoa. The other three Parshiot, if there's a Tzibur, and you're with the Tzibur, then there's a chiyuv to read those parshiot. Aval ein menu chiyuv al kol chabekah lekro imein lo tzibur lepalel. There's no individual obligation to read those parshiot if you're not with a tzibur or something like that. Aval parshat zachor choval kol yachid beyachid. But the parsh of zachor is an obligation on each individual. Imein lo sefer torah mechuyuv lekro mitoch chomesh. If you don't have a sefer torah, you got to get a chomesh. This is the mitzvah. You have to read it this Shabbos. Now there's a Rav Moshe Soloveitchik has brought down a number of Sfarim. When he would get the Aliyah on Parshat Zachor, there's a question: should the Ola recite the words along with the Baal Koreh if you have the Chiyuv the Aliyah on Parshat Zachor? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, when they would call him up for Parshat Zachor, he would not say along with the Baal Koreh. He felt that the mitzvah of Kriya, in other words, is it a din in Shmiya or a din in Kriya? In other words, if it's a din in Kriya, in other words, it's a chiyuv on each person to read from the Sefer Torah, in other words, and read Parshat Zachor. So then I have to hear it directly from the Baal Koreh and be mechaving to be Yotze the Mitzvah that way. And that's why it fits in also with like the Gra, he would read it himself, it's a chiyuv on himself. If, on the other hand, it's like a regular Kriya Satorah, it's like a Talmud Torah of the Rabbim, if I'm Osek, I'm studying Torah, I'm Yotze, it's a din in Shmiya. So he was Machriya that the Ola should not read along with the Baal Koreh. All right, another issue that comes up with Parshat Zachor, which I think people are familiar with, is there's a widespread minhag to read, you know, once Zecher Amalek and once Zecher Amalek, once with a Tzeireh and once with a Segel. There's a I must say, and Mishnah Berurah brings that down as well. But there's a book Minhage Lita by Rabbi Menachem Mendel Polyakov. Here's what he says. He says, despite the suggestion of the Mishnah Berurah, he studied in Europe. He's not alive anymore, but he studied in Europe. He says, despite the suggestion of the Mishnah Berurah to repeat the word Zecher to accommodate the opinion that the reading is Zecher, in the Telshi Yeshiva or anywhere else in Lithuania, they did not repeat it. In fact, according to former Talmidim, they did not observe this custom even in Radin, where the Chafetz Chaim had his yeshiva. Then he says, he says, though, my humble opinion is even if this repetition is permitted, it's certainly bad practice, because the public introduces an element of doubt into the accuracy of the Masorah. That's what he writes. But having said that, it's a very widespread, you know, practice that people repeat the word Zecher and Zecher. Now, the source is from the Maaseh Rav. The Maaseh Rav is a book of the Minhagim from the Gra. So in the Maaseh Rav, it says, K'shehu korei parshat Zachor, korei Zecher b'segol tachat azayin. That the Gra would read Parshat Zachor, would say Zecher, with two segels. That's the way it says in Maaseh Rav. Now, I can't go into every detail because we're limited in time, but one of the mafarshim that they have on the side here, it's from the Sefer Pulat Sachir, but they quote from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, who was the prime Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, and he says here, one minute, he says, Reb Chaim Volozhiner said that he heard from the Gra that he said in the Chumash Zecher. In other words, that's the way the Reb Chaim Volozhiner said he heard. But he says Ulai Bezikn To Chazarbo. Maybe the Gra changed his mind, you know, later on when he got older. Vanachnu Shemanu Baod Chayim Chiyuto VeCharpti Ritol Chaylam Ava Mikol Omdim Lefanav Shkra B'Sheshne Kudot. It was the person's writing that we heard from the Gra say with Zecher. It must have been that later on he reconsidered. There's ways to be miyashik this, but the ikar is how should the Baal Kore, you know, read Zecher and Zecher. There's three ways to do this. Way number one, just to repeat the word. Way number two, to repeat the clause. Way number three, to repeat the whole pasuk. So the Rav, it's brought down in the Sefer Bata Yosef, which came out recently. The Rav thought it's enough to repeat the clause, like, you know, Timched Zecher Amalek, but in his base medrash, they would repeat the whole pasuk. And Ramosha also thought the clause isn't, it's enough to repeat the clause. But Ramosha Sternbach, he favors repeating the whole pasuk. The only thing is, Ramosha Sternbach says, let's say you're repeating something less than the whole pasuk. So in his base medrash, the first time they Rav Sternbach, first time they would read the whole pasuk was Zecher, and the second time read the whole pasuk was Zecher. But Rav Sternbach says, if you're going to, let's say, repeat a word or a clause, then the second time is like correcting the first time. So then if you're going to read the second time, let's say you say Zecher, Zecher, it looks like you're correcting it to be Zecher, and then that doesn't work out so well, because the Masorah more widely is Zecher. All right, last halacha is that Rav Moshe Sternbach points out that to fulfill the mitzvah of Parshat Zachor, one has to understand what the Pesukim are saying. So normally people think, gee, I know a little Hebrew, anyway, through it. But the Pesukim with Parshat Zachor happens to be a little complicated. Like they have a phrase, Vayizanev b'cha, kolen echashim l'acharecha, and asher karcha b'derech, and Rashi has a couple of pshatim on each one of those. So it's appropriate to, you know, go over it ahead of time in order to make sure one understands those things. In addition to which, it's important to hear both the bracha, not only the kriyas Torah, and the Baal Kori obviously should have in mind to be motzi the people, and then but you should also hear the brachot from the ola. In other words, the brachot are also part of the mitzvah, and the ola should have in mind to be motzi the people with those brachot as well. All right, I think that's pretty much it for Parshas Zachor for this year. Okay.